Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. An intense search for a second suspect in a Bay City shooting has come to a dramatic end, spanning two cities and culminating in a police chase that raced into Saginaw. Authorities say the investigation began early Sunday morning, just after midnight, when gunfire erupted along 21st Street in Bay City. Bullets struck two homes and two vehicles, leaving behind a scene of damage, but remarkably, no injuries. Police quickly identified two suspects. One was taken into custody within hours, but the second remained on the run until yesterday. That's when Bay City officers spotted the suspect behind the wheel of a vehicle. What followed was a high-speed pursuit stretching into neighboring Saginaw, with local police joining the chase. The pursuit finally came to a stop in the city's northeast side, where the suspect was taken into custody without further incident. Investigators are now working to piece together what led to the gunfire as the community breathes a cautious sigh of relief that, despite the violence, no lives were lost. A Michigan State Police sounded the alarm last night over a bold and unsettling scam making its way across the state. Investigators say someone posing as a state trooper using the name Trooper Callahan has been targeting employers connected to individuals listed on the Michigan's offender registry. The caller claims there are outstanding warrants or unpaid fees, then pressures victims to hand over personal information or even money. Authorities stress this is a complete fraud. Real law enforcement officers will never call demanding payment or sensitive details over the phone. If you get a call like this, hang up immediately and report it. State police are urging businesses and residents alike to stay alert because this scammer is banking on fear and urgency to get what they want. When we come back after this Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Time doesn't send a warning. That's why Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance in Sebewing helps you prepare before life surprises you, from your car to your home, and yes, even your life. Amanda builds plans that protects what matters most. Not cookie cutter coverage, real coverage for your real life. Because peace of mind isn't a luxury, it's a plan. Contact Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing at 989-704-3409. That's 989-704-3409. Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, here for life, ready when you are.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news. In Michigan, the future of the digital economy is colliding with local concerns, and the debate is heating up. A growing wave of data center proposals is sweeping across the state, promising jobs, innovation, and a stronger tech footprint. But in many communities, that promise is being met with skepticism. Residents and local leaders are raising red flags over the massive facilities' appetite for electricity and water, two resources already under pressure. Now, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is stepping in, teaming up with a new coalition called Michigan for Responsible Data Centers. Their goal? Give communities the tools and information they need before construction begins, not after. Supporters say these high-powered hubs are as essential to modern infrastructure as roads and power lines, fueling everything from cloud computing to artificial intelligence. But critics argue the rush to build could outpace proper oversight. That tension is now spilling into state politics. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard is backing a call for a one-year pause on new data center approvals, along with an end to taxpayer-funded incentives for the projects. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has taken a different stance, acknowledging that data centers are coming, whether Michigan likes it or not. Her focus? Making sure they're built responsibly with protections for natural resources and fair wages for workers. As Michigan stands at this technological crossroads, one question remains. Can the state strike the right balance between digital growth and local impact? For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.